This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. RNIB is running a series of support groups for blind and partially sighted people to share their experiences and hear from others. They're facilitated by a qualified counsellor and provide a confidential and therapeutic space where you can receive support from a professional and other people with a similar eye condition or life experience. Each group runs on Teams with audio format only for 8 weeks, with a maximum of 7 participants, ensuring there's plenty of time to connect and be supported. We're joined today by Nikki Crosby, RNIB Counselling Team Leader, to learn more. Hi Nikki, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi Amelia, thank you for having me.
So firstly, why has RNIB chosen this 8-week, 7-person format for support?
So by doing this, we're reaching more people. So we do offer one-to-one counselling, but sometimes people just want to connect with other people, talk to other people who are having similar experiences to them. And also they can make new connections with other people, which can really help with loneliness and isolation.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really unique opportunity to get peer support and professional support at the same time.
Absolutely.
Each group has a specific focus, whether that's on a particular aim or people with a particular sight loss condition. What can people expect from the sessions? How will the groups work?
Okay, so each group has a maximum of 7 people in. Every group is facilitated by a counsellor. They can join through Teams, or if people don't have access to Teams, we can actually phone them into the group. So all they would need is their mobile phone. During the very first session, we talk about confidentiality to make it safe and secure for everybody. And it's very person-centred. So the facilitator is there to find the common themes that people would like to talk about. And people can bring whatever they like, what difficulties they're having with their sight loss, what challenges they're having, but also sharing and celebrating the wins with each other. That's really important too, that they're positive as well.
There's a wide variety of focuses for groups. Can you talk us through how some of the groups have been organised?
We have what's called SIT groups, which stands for seeing it through. And that is for people who have got sight loss from different various conditions. Then we have more specialised groups. So we have a Charles Bonnet syndrome group, a retinitis pigmentosa group, an age-related macular degeneration group, a glaucoma group, and several more that are more specific to certain eye conditions.
Yes, and so there's lots of scope for people at different stages in their sight loss journey to get tips from people further along, or maybe share their own experiences and be kind of role models to people
Absolutely.
That are earlier on in the process.
Yeah. And I think that's coming through with the feedback we're getting. Just talking to somebody else who really understands, people are getting so much from it. And that level of understanding that maybe their friends and family can't quite get what they're experiencing, but being in a group with others, sharing similar experiences, is proven to be really therapeutic and really beneficial.
And how can people sign up for the sessions?
Okay, so you can sign up either via the RNIB website. If you look under the events tab, that shows you a whole list of all the groups we're running and the dates and times that are running. Or you can contact by email the counselling and wellbeing team. And the email address for that is cwt@rnib.org.uk.
Fantastic. And if people can't make the upcoming round of sessions, which start late January, will there be more sessions in the future?
Absolutely. What we're aiming to do is get the groups to be running throughout the year. If you haven't made it for this time, then please do. If you're interested, please get in touch and we can put you on the waiting list for the next round of groups.
Fantastic. And finally, if people haven't had group support before or haven't interacted with a counsellor before and are feeling a bit nervous but are interested, why would you encourage them to give this a go?
Just the power and the benefit of talking to other people in the same boat. I understand it can be very nerve-wracking, especially if you haven't done it before, but being run and facilitated by a counsellor, you're getting that therapeutic support. You don't have to talk if you don't want to. There's no pressure on you to talk. You can just be within the group and benefit from the group without saying too much if that's better for you. But I would really encourage people just to come along and give it a try.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Nikki Crosby, RNIB Counselling Team Leader, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about the upcoming RNIB support groups.
Thank you.